the county. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Looking for quality outdoor gear while supporting a local veteran-owned business? Check out NorCal Outfitters, proudly based right here in Redding, California. Built on a passion for the outdoors and the values that make our community strong, NorCal Outfitters offers apparel and gear designed for hunters, anglers, outdoorsmen, and anyone who loves the outdoor lifestyle. And right now, we're excited to announce our partnership with Ultimate Predator Outfitters to give you a chance to win an incredible 3-day guided California hog hunt experience. Your ticket includes lodging, expert guides, and the opportunity to create memories that last a lifetime. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or looking to experience your first guided hunt, this is an opportunity you won't want to miss. Support local, support veteran owned, and enter today by purchasing your raffle tickets at ncofit.com. That's ncofit.com. NorCal Outfitters, born for the wild, worn for life.
He still believes the American dream, but his last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
My name is Randy Miller, and every week we feature great conversations with people who have led in the military community and are now leading in their other communities. And we got a great one for you today. Hey, we've got a great one here for you today, Jim Honey. Jim serves as the Senior Enlisted Policy Advisor and Relationships Principal for Policy and Alliances at USAA, where he works to build strategic public and private partnerships that shape policy, improve quality of life for the military community, and enhance member value. 33-year USAA member, retired after 38 years in service in the U.S. Navy, culminating as the 16th Master Chief Petty Officer of the Navy, where he served as a senior enlisted advisor to the Chief of Naval Operations and the Secretary of the Navy, representing the voice and the interests of over 400,000 sailors and their families. Jim, welcome to Still a Hero.
Oh, thank you very much, Randy. It's quite the honor. And, well, what a very, very kind introduction. Thank you for that.
Hey, listen, it's all true. I could have gone on for another 10 minutes.
Well, that wouldn't be necessary. Nobody wants to look at me blushing on the podcast, but, thank you. Thank you very much. It was certainly a privileged responsibility, to have served as long as I have, in the United States Navy, and especially, in the last role as the Master Chief Petty Officer of the Navy. I definitely felt as though it was privileged, and it was something I took very seriously. Those that I represented felt well represented, and they were proud of the representation that I provided. And I walked away feeling fulfilled. And although I enjoyed the job, I'm very pleased to be on the other side of things and having a little bit slower pace of life. But I couldn't have found a more perfect continuation of that work. As the MCPON, than what I'm doing here at USAA, continue to advocate on behalf of all military service members, their families, and the veteran community. It's just really, really is a blessing.
That's cool. And we want to get into all that, but I love to ask this question just right off the bat, Jim. What inspired you to get into the military?
My father also served. He served 25 years in the United States Air Force.
Oh, wow.
But at the time, I was offloading trucks at about 3 o'clock in the morning in a truck yard, and I would eat my lunch break, which was breakfast time, right across the street from the military recruiting station. And every day when I was eating, I would daydream more and more about what that life might look like, rather than the life I currently had. And one day I went over there and I spoke with all the different recruiters, and it was a Navy recruiter that opened up a cruise book that showed me what a life could be and opened my eyes to an adventure in a world I couldn't have imagined. And I found something to run to rather than there's something to run away from. I found something to run to, and it was a world of adventure. It was incredibly a lot of work. Don't get it wrong, but it was a lot of fun. I had a complete blast. I can't believe 38 years went by so fast, but as I said, I found it really, really great that I was continuing to ask to serve, and they continue to find employment for me in the Navy. Not everybody gets to serve 38 years, but it was a lot of fun.
So how did Dad take the news about the Navy?
I think my mother and my father were, wanting other things for me at the time. I was 17. I think they would have liked to see me go on to college, do other things. But they were good with it. Of course, they had to sign the paperwork to let me enlist as early as I did. And my father knew what life would be like there. It would be a very tough couple first years. But once you've proven your value, you've earned your keep, you're qualified, you're a contributing member of your winning combat team, things start shaping up and it all kind of works out. So at first, maybe he had some trepidation, but he knew that all in all, I had all the right principles. I was willing to work hard, and it was going to bode well. And it would be good to ask him what he thinks about that today. Understand where things ended up.
Absolutely. And I want to get into that. We're talking to Jim Honey here on Still a Hero. And so this journey, 38 years to a Master Chief Petty Officer of the Navy, only the 16th in that position, which is incredible, and what a great situation that you found yourself. But what does it take to lead and advocate at the highest enlisted level in the Navy? I mean, that's 400,000 sailors we're talking about here.
Well, I think that needs to be rooted in the beginning on some lived and learned experience. If it's very difficult for you to advocate on behalf of people that you don't understand their life or the work and what they're going through. I had lived that life. I served out in the fleet on board ships for a little over 20 years of my 38-year career. There's not much, if you were to go through my biography, that you will not see every other sailor having to deal with those exact same things. So I felt very comfortable in that space, which was important as somebody that was going to advise policy leadership as well as lawmakers in Congress. What I found really quickly was that they were great patriots, just like yourself and I and all those who were out there serving. What they were missing many times was the perspective of the fleet sailor and the perspective of their families. And I could show up to that meeting with them with that experience by the bagfuls. So I would say it starts with that, having that kind of lived experience and understanding. But it takes a lot of hard work, and you don't arrive at that moment prepared to execute those kind of duties and responsibilities if you've not exercised all that hard work leading up to that. Fortunate for me, I grew up in a family that, and my father demanded hard work, expected that out of us, and taught us the true value of being willing to take on the difficult assignment, being willing to take on the hard job, and to be able to execute well at those jobs.
And Jim, it kind of sounds like it was almost like an organic experience for you to go from where you started with the Navy and to kind of follow those steps and different levels up the ranks. Did it feel like that, or was every new situation just kind of mind-blowing?
Randy, I make it sound maybe like it was organic and smooth. It was far from it. I'm a hard-headed individual, so there was a lot of tough roads along that way. But by the time I arrived, I felt really well prepared to take on that assignment, and I felt very comfortable about it. I felt very comfortable in my interview with the Chief of Naval Operations at the time about what my vision was to help prepare the enlisted force to execute the vision of the CNO, and I think things went pretty well. So, yes, all in all, organic, but I would say that it came with a lot of hard work along the way and smoothed out some of my rougher edges over the years.
Well, do you say, Jim, that you kind of lean on any one or two leadership qualities that kind of took you through not just the Navy, but what you're doing now for USAA?
Well, I think that the first thing is you need to have good relationships with people. And there's a lot of attributes that go along with, you know, being good at connecting and having relationships with people. But you have to have those, and whatever that is, because you're not going to get very many things done on your own. So you need to have good relationships. And if I was going to try to boil that down, I would boil it down into you need to be smart, you need to be motivated, and you need to be selfless. If you have those three things going for you, then people are going to want to attach themselves with you. They want you on their team. They either as a leader or as a teammate or as a follower. You know, if you come to work every day trying to be smarter, I don't mean that you just show up and I'm super intelligent. You have a natural curiosity to be better at what you do every single day. That's encouraging. People are excited to be around someone like that, and someone that's motivated and excited about their job. That's infectious, and people want to have that around them. And if you're the type of person that doesn't really care who gets the credit, you just want to get the job done, then you make a good teammate. So I think those things are necessary if you want to have those necessary relationships so you can get that work done.
I mean, you got so many things going on, Jim. You're involved in so many things, but they're all basically down that same pipeline of helping your military and veteran community and doing the things that need to be done, whether it's advocacy, legislation. Just thank you so much for everything that you're doing, man. Your heart is still aimed in the right direction.
Oh, well, thank you, Randy. That's probably one of the best compliments I've gotten in some time, to have someone recognize that and point that out to me, because I try my best. I say often that, you know, you become the sum of the people that you surround yourself with. Mm-hmm. And I try to surround myself with the best, because God's going to put me where he needs me.
Yep.
And if I've surrounded myself with good people that keep my head in my heart in the places that they need to be, God will place me where he needs me to make the most action. And so thank you for recognizing that about me. I try to be the best person I can. Thank you.
Well, Jim Honey, you are still a hero. Thank you so much for the time, man.
Hey, God bless. Thank you, Randy.
God bless you, too. Thank you. Hey, T-Mobile recognizes the unwavering dedication and sacrifice of those who serve, have served, and the families who stand beside them. T-Mobile is committed to keeping military families connected through every PCS deployment and homecoming on America's best network. And they're proud to support hiring initiatives for veterans and spouses, strong partnerships with military organizations, and ongoing community investments that make a difference. Learn more at T-Mobile.com/military. Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence Data 2H 2025.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com. Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Oh, forget something for your project? We've got you. At HomeDepot.com, get fast, free delivery on millions of items for whatever you're working on, same day or next day. We bring what you need, and you bring it to life. Get fast, free delivery only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest-standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys, don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, if someone hasn't sold a home in a long time, well, what surprises them the most about the process today?
You know, Sean, that's actually a really good question. And I think what I would say is that it's just how agents are compensated for their services. In the past, you negotiated a fee and you didn't have a chance to renegotiate when the offer came in. Now, the way that it works is that an agent lists the property and you only cover the listing agent portion up front. And then later when you get an offer on your property, that's when you negotiate the buyer portion of a fee. And so in reality, our sellers are saving thousands of dollars with good negotiation.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, man, I love finding out about organizations that not only support veterans, but continue to support them. And we've got one for you right here at BravoZuluHouse.org. Lieutenant Colonel Sam Andrews is with us here. Sam, how are you?
Randy, I'm great. Thanks for the opportunity to share the Bravo Zulu House story.
This is amazing to me. You guys are America's first and only sober home for veterans with PTSD. How can that be?
That's a great question. And when Tim Murray, the executive director, said, hey, we're going to build this place to meet a need, I said, golly, Tim, maybe you don't know how to use Google right. And I searched. Yeah, right. Like, I searched and used some of the, you know, innovative AI searches, and then literally nothing came back. I said, I don't know how this can be.
Yeah. And so what year was that? When did you guys start?
We started the capital campaign about 18 months ago.
About 18 months ago. So relatively new. And before we get into Bravo Zulu, tell us a little bit about your military background.
Yeah, you bet. I enlisted in the United States Marine Corps in 1995 and shipped off to San Diego to stand on the Yellow Footprints just a little over 30 years ago, so the 17th of July. And I served with 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines. I got promoted to sergeant, and then I decided to go to college. So I went to college at the University of St. Thomas here in Minnesota and joined 2nd Battalion, 135th Infantry Regiment, the lineage of the historic 1st Minnesota from Gettysburg, and then commissioned through the ROTC program, and then was actually hired full-time guard, and I spent the next, you know, 20-some years in service with the Minnesota Guard from the Infantry Battalion all the way to the division headquarters as the Chief of Plans. I had an opportunity to deploy 4 times with the Guard and then attend school at the School of Advanced Military Studies there at Fort Leavenworth. And I retired in 2022.
Oh, wow. And how was your transition, Sam?
I would argue that one of the most challenging things any service member faces, whether a first term, a careerist, or a retiree, which is to figure out what a second meaningful career looks like. Mm. And so I attended the University of Minnesota Carlson School of Management, where I earned an MBA and did some great networking with that group of just incredible, incredible people. And I landed at Optum in healthcare operations.
Okay. And so generally smooth, would you say?
Smoothish. I mean, there's always periods of doubt and, you know, kind of frustration and, you know, trying to really sort of master the language of business and civilian sort of context so that you can, you know, really try to explain your service mm-hmm. and what you did in a manner that the audience can understand. And so the language barrier certainly was an area of focus as I transitioned.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for your service, and thank you for what you're doing now. And so many, I'm always impressed. I'm not a veteran, by the way, and so I always consider this my service, doing this radio show and podcast for the last 10 years. But it's amazing to me how many military veterans, when they get out of the service, go into something that furthers their service. And it's just, you know, you guys just have a heart for that. And it's so amazing to see every time to me.
Country isn't even working?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The number of Americans who are not in the labor force rose up to 105 million people. That's 2 million more than the pandemic. This is not good.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Put all your gear on that you carry, and then roll around on the ground. Now get up. All your gear that's on the ground, that's what you're not going to have in a fight.
Gun Talk should be in your podcast feed. Check out Gun Talk Nation. What's it like to be blown up?
You know, if it's like C4, it's almost like a smack.
Hunting. Yeah, we talk about that too.
On your crosshairs, I like a thin crosshair.
AJ, you're really dating yourself by calling things crosshairs.
Your reticle. Whatever.
Have some fun and stay informed with the Gun Talk Podcast.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding, or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement with the TAG or ADT programs. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Fall classes start August 17th. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/start to make your success a reality at Shasta College.
Imagine walking into your home and instantly feeling relaxed because the colors are fresh, clean, and exactly your style. That's what Eagle Eye Painting does for homeowners every day. Careful prep, protecting your furniture and floors, and a smooth, beautiful finish you'll be proud to show off. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to help you in English or Spanish. Ready to fall in love with your home again? Call Eagle Eye Painting today at 530-410-1317 for a free, friendly estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Jeremy Jones here on the National Defense. I know a little bit about this Global Care Force because we're based in Kansas City. And Dr. Gary Morsch started this thing along with another group called Docs Who Care. But it's really, how did you find out about them and come to volunteer?
Well, to be honest with you, I was just kind of bored. I wanted to go. You know, I started looking around for things to do. And I was reading about Ukraine a lot in the paper. So I go to Ukraine's health ministry website. And they said, if you want to do something in Ukraine, you want to volunteer, the best way, because their, you know, health ministry is kind of overwhelmed, is to go through a group that's already there. So they had like six organizations. I contacted all six. Global Care Force was the best because they're the only ones that got back to me. I did hear from another ones, but the thing about Global Care Force, the way it kind of fit in, you know, I'm married, I have three kids, I can't just be gone for 3 months.
Sure.
So the way they're structured is they provide continuity by sending a team every month. And so you go out there in 2-week intervals and see as many patients as you can. And so that's how I found out about them. And then I wasn't sure about them at first. You know, we did the phone interviews. They're super legit. They've been doing it there since the war started. And, you know, and I think they actually started initially because of COVID.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. They're a global organization. So they're treating like Syrian refugees in Jordan. They're doing good stuff all over the place. I just only have had the opportunity to go to Ukraine so far.
And so how were the Ukrainian people? Were they appreciative? How did you find them?
Yeah. I mean, in terms of,
Receiving medical treatment.
I think it means a lot to them, to feel like they're not forgotten. I think that's kind of the big thing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, generally, you know, very appreciative. And, you know, there's just kind of this, you know, seeing patients is weirdly similar everywhere. I mean, everyone has kind of, you know, it's almost weird, but there is this kind of undercurrent of like, you know, really kind of deep loss and grief because of the war. So that's the only way I would say it's a little different. Otherwise, you know, you have the same guy, whether he's Ukrainian or from Boston, basically looking at you, telling you, I'm never going to stop smoking. Just deal with it.
I didn't realize you treated my dad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We're talking to Dr. Jeremy Jones here in the National Defense. I want to find out about this other side of you too. You opened a nonprofit comedy club called the Black Rabbit Comedy Club in Austin at one point.
Yeah, I opened that a couple years ago. It's still going. That's just kind of a passion project. It's super fun. I got into stand up myself about 4 years ago during COVID.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it kind of got to a thing where a bunch of friends of mine that are comics, we all kind of moved to Austin at the same time and said, why don't we just start a thing? And so, yeah, we do shows Thursday through Sunday. Basically, everything we make just pays the comics who are, you know, performing there, basically. And a lot of these guys perform all over the place, but they're kind of still living out of their car situation. So,
right.
Anyway, it's just kind of a fun thing that we do.
Who do you like right now as a stand up? We had Leanne Morgan on the show several times, and she lives in my hometown of Knoxville, Tennessee. So, man, I think she is hysterical. Just from, you know, that whole Southern vantage point.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. The thing is, it's like, obviously, you know, everybody loves Shane Gillis. He just hosted the Epsies. He's hilarious. But there, you know, the nice thing is there's so many local comics and there's such a variety. There's this character that's been on Kill Tony, Timmy No Breaks, and he just, that kind of over the top ridiculous just gets me. It's so Chloe LaBranch is a female comic. I think she's from Jersey or New York originally. She's hilarious, but there's all kinds of people in the comedy scene that they're not really mainstream yet, but they're just, if you're ever able to make a DOS and you catch one of these guys, I mean, you'll remember it forever. They're just so, so good.
It's kind of funny too. I love stand up. I've done a little bit of it, and I love to see stand ups that come out and just, they just don't care, you know, and there are a lot of those, people out there that are just like, hey, this is me, whether I bomb, whether you get it, I don't care. And I don't know. I'm kind of drawn to comics like that. We just had a guy, old time comic, Blake Clark, on the show, and Blake is now more of an actor than a comic. But, you know, some of those guys, it's so different now, you know, with social media and the ways that, the comics get themselves out there instead of having to, you know, trudge around the country to different
work in the clubs and doing all that.
Right.
Yeah. It is very interesting.
Yeah. And it's kind of a shame too that, a lot of comedy clubs are non-existent. Jay Moore is one of my favorite comics, and I was talking to him one day, and he was booked at a club in, I don't know, Charlotte or somewhere, and he was coming to Kansas City. And I asked him about, I said, man, I can't wait to see you in Kansas City. He goes, nope, they canceled me. I said, what? He said, yeah. Yeah, he said they canceled me. Lack of ticket sales, which I was very,
wow,
very honest, but kind of a sad commentary, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely like a changing tide. And yeah, you're right. Social media's changed a lot of it. What I've seen is there's people who get very popular on social media. And they're actually very funny, but then they have to go back and create an act because they already have the driver ticket sales. So then they go out and they're getting like 30 minutes, you know, which is right, crazy for somebody who's been, you know, been doing comedy for less than a couple of years. But eventually their stand-up skills catch up, if they stick with it. But, yeah, it is, the whole world is turned up on its head in terms of, that, but there's still just so much talent out there, especially in Austin. And again, it's just great to have a place, like you said, where you can go out, just be unhinged, say things, don't worry about, hey, it's politically correct. Oh, that hurts my feelings. Like, I don't care.
Exactly. That's kind of how I've lived my life. We're talking to Dr. Jeremy Jones here on the National Defense. Yeah, that's kind of cool, Jeremy, that you've got, man, your background, what a Renaissance guy. I mean, West Point, Airy, medical, stand-up. I mean, you got a lot of these things to draw from. I would imagine they kind of probably all help you in everything you do, right?
I guess so. I just bored easily. I do something, and then I'm like, man, I want to do something else. So,
and are you living? Where do you live now?
I live in Austin. Okay. I live in Austin, Texas. Yeah, okay. Pretty close to downtown.
Yeah, we've been to, we've done the show from San Antonio, from USAA.
Oh, okay.
And that's like, you know, that's the hub, the military hub of the world is right there in San Antonio. But Austin is such a cool town. I want to mention again, it's the Black Rabbit Comedy Club. Where'd you get that name, Black Rabbit?
The way we got it is Black Rabbit's kind of another word for like a speakeasy. And
I didn't know that. Really? I didn't know
that.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, well, it's not a common one. So the comics, when I started comedy, I was doing room, this kind of alt room, really weird place. It was in a place called Magic Time Machine. It's like a cosplay children's restaurant. And so weird. And they have this.
So weird.
It's bizarre to be like, at that time I was still doing like surgeries and stuff, and I would go at midnight and Friday and sneak into this little place, like past, you know, somebody dressed as Robin and Batman, and I'd go down in this basement, and there was a group of us, and we'd do shows. But that place was called Blind Tiger, and the same group of comics that moved to Austin, you know, we were all kind of involved from Blind Tiger to Black Rabbit. So that's how that
means. Well, of course that follows.
Of course, yeah. It makes total sense.
I interviewed a guy. Oh, you'll appreciate this. I'm going to say Bobby Henrein, I want to say, is his name. And he was in the military, very, very severe injuries. He was a burn victim and got burned over 75% of his body. And so, of course, he would become a stand-up comic. And that's that's exactly what he does. And he calls himself the well done comic, which I love.
Yeah.
He's got, you know, like part of an ear. I mean, the guy, and he's funny. He is very, very funny. But I mean, just to have that mentality to not just go crawl in a hole, but become a stand up comic, man, that's incredible.
Well, that's the whole thing is, I mean, at some point, you know, it's like, get over yourself, you know? Like,
right.
You know, you got to be able to make fun of yourself. And, you know, part about the thing about getting up there and talking in front of people is, you know, it's just this sort of like, not to get too deep, but it's like your ego kind of has to go out of the door because you can't, I mean, you're going to say stuff sometimes that people aren't going to like. You're like, all right, didn't like that.
Well, I mean, comedy is all point of view, right?
Sure.
So
yeah, you have to have your own perspective.
Yeah, I mean, my point of view is not like anybody else's, and vice versa. But do you in your stand up, do you talk about your time in the military?
Yeah, I do. I do a little bit. You know, it's kind of funny because sometimes, you know, I've said this on stage, you know, sometimes I'll start talking about the Army and I'll get some, you know, maybe some purple hairs, you know, boo me or something. And it's kind of like, hey, you know, maybe you don't like war. I get it. I don't like war either, but
right.
You know, I love oil. And so here we are. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's always like we say on this show, we don't care about your politics, but we can all agree to support the troops. Right. I mean, that's an easy one.
Sure. Easy.
You would think.
Right.
Yeah. We talked to Dr. Jeremy Jones here on the National Defense. So, what's next, man? I mean, you've done just about everything.
Oh, just whatever. Yeah. Just whatever. You know,
we'll talk to you next year. You're like, yeah, you know, I joined the circus.
Well, maybe. I don't think my back will support that, but I do think, like, you know, the thing about stand up is it just never gets old. There's always a new challenge. There's always more stuff to write about and to talk about.
Yeah, especially now.
So that, yeah. And then the thing with, you know, I have more time on my hands now. And so I'm going to keep doing, the Ukraine stuff and working with Global Care Force. And I think it's kind of this stage of my life. It's more like, you know, just do what you want to do, you know, it feels meaningful and have fun. You know,
yeah,
take care of the people you care about, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Well, hey, listen, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the Global Care Force, too. And I would encourage anybody, if you want to find out more about Global Care Force, just check them out, globalcareforce.org, and just a great, great organization. Jeremy, great talking to you, man. I want to come and see you perform sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. You got my cell, so reach out.
I love it. Dr. Jeremy Jones here in the National Defense. We'll be right back.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
On July 4th, the streets of Daytona Beach will belong to veterans. The city's annual Independence Day parade and veteran ceremony will feature combat veterans, military organizations, and members of the Military Order of the Purple Heart leading the celebration. Organizers say the event isn't just about fireworks and festivities. It's about recognizing those who defended the freedoms Americans celebrate every Independence Day. Families will line the route and cheer as veterans pass by. Many participants served in conflicts stretching from Vietnam to Afghanistan. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Oh, forget something for your project? We've got you. At HomeDepot.com, get fast, free delivery on millions of items for whatever you're working on, same day or next day. We bring what you need, and you bring it to life. Get fast, free delivery only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m., subject to availability.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing, to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends.
The Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest-standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Depths of despair, right?
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned something important earlier too, Sam, that possibly they could have come out of another program. And we hear about it all the time on this show where there are so many really well-intentioned organizations that take a veteran and put them through a period of treatment. And then their time comes to an end, the veteran leaves, and there's no follow-up. And so you guys are basically the follow-up.
Yeah, it's the continuity of care. That's exactly right. It literally is continuity of care.
That's amazing. That is very amazing. And I looked at your website. Boy, you talk about partners. Wow. Yeah, you're blessed to have partners. I mean, it looks like every company in the world is supporting you guys.
I know we're starting to run out of space.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do, instead of a one pager, we're going to have to go to a two pager. And Randy, the great thing about that is it's almost exclusively local donors to Southern Minnesota. So kind of three personas, if you will. Large and small donors that have been affected by, alcoholism or substance abuse disorder, or veterans who've committed suicide. And so they've donated cash, to help fund the house. And then the second sort of persona have been these incredible local businesses that have donated time and materials to build the house. And then the third has been our vet service organization. So I scrolled through, your website in terms of who you support. Wounded Warrior Project has been a partner. They've done some great stuff for us. The local VFWs, American Legion, DAVs have all done some great stuff for us, in terms of charitable donations, from their pull tab operations. And so just really, really wonderful partners, kind of across those three personas that have just stepped up and donated, just, it's been amazing.
America's first sober home for veterans with PTSD. And now, Sam, tell us about the house. Is it, I think it's in a rural setting. Is that right?
It is. It is. So it's in southern Minnesota. It's kind of about 40 minutes south of Mankato, which is kind of our largest town in southern Minnesota. And rural setting, it's what we call a shouse or a barn dominium. So it's a slab-on-grade house, so no basement, and then it's got a loft. And so there's, you know, bedrooms both upstairs and downstairs. We have a lift that was funded by our local Rotarian clubs. They've donated the money to build that. So we're completely ADA compliant from a living perspective, both bathrooms and bedrooms and a lift to make sure that if we have a veteran that's disabled, that the house is accessible to them. And then through the local community, we've got, you know, they say, oh, you're so far away from any sort of employment. Well, there's at least 4,500 jobs within a 30-minute radius of the house. And some of our partners have said, hey, I'll just send a van to pick the guys up, and, you know, I'll guarantee them a job.
Wow. Wow. And what kind of jobs are we talking about, Sam?
There's agricultural work. There's retail work. There's construction work. So if you think kind of across the various industries in southern Minnesota, there's a little bit of everything.
And there's a hydroponic farming program. Tell us about that.
This is a great story. So we thought about, like, what other kinds of activities could we have on the premise to engage men in some meaningful work. And so we'll shortly here have the hydroponic farm up and running, and based on the percent of time that a particular resident dedicates to growing the leafy greens, they will receive a deposit in a savings account earmarked for when they leave Bravo Zulu House, so that they can do a kind of first and last month's rent for housing, or, you know, down payment on a vehicle. But it'll function as sort of a sinking fund that allows a resident, as they exit, to earn a little bit of extra money. And the best part about that is there are so many different, you know, kind of small restaurants that like the farm to fork
right
model. We think we'll be able to generate quite the premium from that operation.
Man, you guys are like so self-sustaining. That's pretty impressive. I mean, you've got, you're not only providing all of these treatment options for these veterans, but they're kind of reinventing themselves as they go along. And it's going to be interesting, really interesting to see, you know, your first group of graduates and what they take away from that, whether it's a new passion, whether it's a new focus on life. It's just it's going to be amazing to see the way that you change these different lives.
Yes, sir. I think that's a great segue to, you know, kind of a broader point. You know, about a year ago, we met with General Joseph Votel, the retired CENTCOM commander. He's an incredible, just an incredible human being. Lives here locally in Minnesota, and he joined our board, which I was completely shocked, right? So local Minnesota guy, Creighton-Durham Hall graduate, you know, joins the Army, led the Ranger Regiment, led JSOC, SOCOM, you know, retired out of Central Command. And he's been an incredible, not only advocate for us, but also a strategic thinker. And what I mean by that is he says, hey, guys, as you think about, you know, the Bravo Zulu House, let's think about this in terms of its ability to scale across the country, and scale across Minnesota, right? So as we've made decisions and as we've worked through this process, we've done it through the lens of Bravo Zulu House number two. And not that long ago, we announced that we're going to build America's first sober home for women veterans suffering from PTSD.
Wow. Oh, man.
Right.
That's incredible.
So that again is, you know, largely in part to General Votel's ability to help us frame our thinking about it.
For 250 years, brave Americans have answered the call to defend our freedoms. Wounded Warrior Project honors this legacy of service and sacrifice with life-changing support for post-9/11 veterans, service members, and their families. We help warriors access VA benefits, improve their mental and physical health, and provide them with career assistance so they can thrive for a lifetime. Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.